Welcome to Carpool Sports Talk, presented by Anchor. Here's your hosts, Landon, Zach, and Jack.
All right, we're back with another episode, Carpool Sports Talk. Let's get into it. So, first things first, as a Packers fan, I'm sorry, the NFC North, but Aaron's coming back. Your hopes, they should have gone down a long time ago. But I just want to know, how do you feel as a Bears fan, just like knowing that the MVP is coming back? What are you thinking? Oh, you're fine? You know?
I'm fine with it because we're not trying to compete for a Super Bowl this year. And he's going to be gone next year, so it doesn't...
You're right.
So I don't...
But, what do you mean you're not trying to compete for a Super Bowl this year? What are you talking about? That's the whole goal of the NFL.
I know, but we're not going to win the Super Bowl, so...
No, no. I mean, you guys did... Well, you should have
answered. You guys aren't either.
What are you talking about?
No, you're not.
This is like the perfect sequence. It's like The Last Dance.
I think you'll probably get to the divisional round.
I think this is the year that we're going to make it past the... NFC Championship.
It's
got to be the year. It's Aaron's last year. It's probably Devontae's last year when they rework the deal. We're bringing back all Randall Cobb, who was on our last Super Bowl. Or actually, no, he was with Aaron, which I was assuming is what he wanted. It's probably him that wanted Randall Cobb. We're bringing back some players. We do have a very good defense now. With Za'Darius Smith, Kenny Clark, Preston Smith, and possibly the best corner in the league, or safety, Jair Alexander.
Yeah.
I think we got a good defense, and I know it hasn't showed, but I think we have an underrated defense. And our offense is just getting better. Like Amari Rodgers, I think he'll be pretty good. But yeah. I think this is our year. It's got to be our year. It's either this year or it's not going to happen for a while. So this is our year.
No, it's not.
No one's taking it away from it. Yes, it is. It's Aaron's last year, so he's going to want to win a Super Bowl. He's going to make it happen. Come on.
No,
he's going to be MVP again.
No, AJ Dillon's also. He's not going to be MVP 2 years in a row.
Yeah, you're right. He's not. But he's still going to have a good season.
Good, but not great.
I don't understand how we're not... I don't understand how we're not going to win the Super Bowl. We have a lot more wide receivers now that are a strong core of, like, wide receivers. We have two...
Well, and the locker room isn't going to be stable because Aaron Rodgers isn't...
What are you talking about?
Because all the Packers players know Aaron Rodgers is not going to come back next year.
Yeah, so this is their year to win. Exactly, so they're going
to
be more hungry.
Love, and they don't want to have to... What? It's not going to be a stable locker room.
It is, because Aaron Rodgers... See, the thing is, like, the only reason why Devontae now is reworking a deal, the only reason why all these players didn't want to stay in Green Bay is because Aaron Rodgers didn't. And now that Aaron Rodgers is going to stay for one more year, everybody that had bad thoughts about Green Bay is going to turn around, and now everybody's going to come back, just like Aaron is. I think
the players that are under contract and they know that they're going to have to play as with Jordan Love and they can practice.
So they're going to
probably not doing very good.
Well, yeah, but this year they're still going to play with Rodgers. So this year is our own year.
Yeah.
We have two stacked running backs. I don't care what you say about AJ Dillon. He hasn't had any time to play, but when he did play, he's shown glimpses of stardom, and I think he's going to be good. We have a stronger core of wide receivers. Obviously, we have a decent defense. It's our year. No one's taking. I'm calling it right now. 2022 Super Bowl champs, Green Bay Packers. When we win in February Super Bowl Sunday, you will look back to this moment, and I will be right, and you will be wrong, Jack. Trust me. Trust me.
I think we'll be looking at back at this moment. Well, look at the odds. There's 31 other teams.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, we're the best out of 31. I never said a specific team. So I'm right as long as the Packers don't win. I mean, we're going to probably do a Super Bowl prediction episode in a little bit. But
exactly. And it'll be embarrassing when I do win and all the odds were against me.
So you think that the number one, your favorite to win the Super Bowl is the Packers?
You would my, like, personally, me, 100%. Even if I wasn't a Packers fan, I honestly would still think.
You would honestly not say that.
Honestly, we are so stacked.
Thinking about your team.
We're so stacked.
We
finally have had, we finally developed our players, and, we're getting Randall Cobb. We drafted a wide receiver out of Clemson. And, Clemson's a good program. Yeah. We're finally getting these, and we have Randall Cobb's a veteran. He's got experience. He's played with Rodgers before. Definitely going to improve in numbers this year than in playing in Houston.
No. So, when I was, what I was saying when I said the Justin Fields, the Bears, when I said they're not competing for Super Bowl this year, I just mean the goal of this year is just to develop Justin Fields. No one in their first year with a rookie quarterback is expected to win the Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, I guess Trevor Lawrence. He's not expected to, but he's got the best shot at it.
Of any rookie quarterback ever?
Oh, no. That's not what I said. But I'm just saying, your goal is to win the Super Bowl.
I know it is, but...
But you know it's not going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, I'm cheering for it to happen. I'm cheering.
Yeah, obviously you're not going to be, rooting against your own team, but... Yeah. All right, moving on to our last topic. What happened to Team USA? God, what happened? Lost two exhibition games, and now they just lost a pool player, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I mean, I feel like playing international is just so much different.
Well, yeah, there are different rules, but...
I mean, there's a reason why Lucas said it was easier to score in the NBA than it was in, internationally.
Just barely touch somebody and you get fouled.
Exactly, in the NBA, and it's just a foul. It's getting so soft.
Yeah.
But, whatever. But he's just carrying them, so I think I have them winning gold.
Well, why the USA is falling apart is, first of all, because the world is catching up. When you looked at the top players in the world right now, the NBA had an MVP, Jokic, from overseas, not from the United States,
Well, yeah, and Giannis was MVP.
Giannis won the championship, led the Bucks.
And two MVPs back-to-back.
Yeah.
So, and Luka will be MVP someday. He's going to be an MVP. Team USA, they just can't play as a team. They're all individual superstars.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you have a bunch of scorers and not many, when you have a bunch of superstars that are main scorers, you can't. Sometimes they don't work together. I mean, obviously, every other Olympic team.
Like we said earlier, the international play is more physical. And
Our
guys aren't, we don't have many good big men that are. And
gonna play for,
and nothing.
I mean, Bam is good
either, huh?
Bam, but he's not that good. He is good. Kidding.
He's an all star, but he's not a superstar.
Yeah, but he's good.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. He's good. He's great. But.
Well, I thought now that they had Chris Middleton and Devin Booker and Jrue Holiday, I thought they would for sure win, but then, you got to realize that Devin Booker is still probably really mad at them, whether they're, you know, on the same team or not. So, yeah, I don't know. We better step it up.
Yeah. So they play Iran at 11:40 p.m. tonight.
Okay.
And they play Czech Republic on Saturday at 7 a.m.
Okay. Wait, they play tonight?
11:40 p.m.
Oh, okay. Oh. Okay. All right. That's pretty much it for today. We're going to try to post more.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll try to post more if we can. But, yeah, subscribe. All right. This is Landon.
This is Jack. And this is Carpool Sports
Talk. This is Carpool Sports Talk.